Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And today is August 28th. It's Wednesday. And I just got done driving the little chidrins, those precious, precious, precious chidrins. Yeah. I had to yell at two little kindergartners. One, because he was acting, you know, like a fool. He was, he's got an assigned seat. All the little kindergartners do. They sit right up front. And he was jumping from his seat to another seat and acting like, you know, somebody shot him dead and he's, you know, overacting. And then the other one took out his folder and his papers and he was showing his magic stars to the other kids. And I'm like, put that away, because with windows open and loose papers, it causes like this vortex of wind, and then papers, they fly all over. Don't you love my sound effects? Anyway, today, for those that don't know, I'm sure I've said it, my man-child is leaving today at sometime this afternoon, around dinner time, and he's got a 14-hour drive, 13.25 hours and minutes to drive to McKinney, Texas, from Northern Illinois. And I am going to be on pins and needles for the next, you know, 48 hours or so until I get the phone call that says, I made it safe, Mom. Ginger and I are here safe in our apartment. Then I will be relieved and I can breathe. Until then, I am just going to be a basket case. And all my friends are like, oh, you're going to cry. And, well, I don't know if I'll cry. Right away. I'll probably cry tomorrow or I don't know. I don't think I'll cry. I'm just more nervous and anxious because I'm hoping that the truck will make it and that he won't be irresponsible in the fact that he's going to you know, drive the truck fast and hard. And the fact that he's got the dog makes it a little more, how do I say it? I'm relieved a little because he knows that, you know, Ginger's going to have to stop and he's going to have to get out and like every 2.5-3 hours or so. So that's kind of a relief. But then again, I'm just hoping, because he's taking the truck and he's got everything loaded up, he's not going to stop, you know, overnight. He's probably just going to pull over. I told him, you know, rest up and take 20 minutes. And he's got Ginger there, so I don't think anybody's going to approach the truck. And I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, I'm just going to be scared to death until he makes it safe. And, you know, I have his apartment number and address. And then last night my daughter and my grandson came over and my cousin and her boyfriend came over, and I had a headache from just the heat yesterday and all that's going on, and my house is just completely torn apart. You know, there's boxes and stuff everywhere, and I'm just really tired, excuse me. And they left, and I don't know, talking to people just sucks a lot of energy out of you. It drains you. And I haven't seen my cousin in months. I think since New Year's Eve maybe was the last time I saw her. And she lives here in town, and we used to be really close, but I don't know. And then she comes over, and I know she's, you know, coming over to say goodbye, because you never know when's the last time or when's the next time you're going to see someone, you know. And I plan on seeing my man-child at Thanksgiving, even if it's just for, you know, a weekend. And then I'm planning out in my head my future vacations, and I can stay for, like, a week or whatever. So Yeah, and the new job, oh my God, that's rough. I can see where people get discouraged and they're just like, I'm just not even going to put forth an effort or a half effort, but I don't plan on doing this long. I can't even see myself doing it a year, actually. Hopefully, something else will drop into my lap. And, I don't know. I'm thinking about taking this driving thing, gig. But that's, like, all over. You know, I leave the city, state, that kind of thing. And that's further down the road, so thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. 'Cause I'm gonna need it. Pass the Kleenex.